Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A controversial new Texas immigration law will be kept on hold. According to a ruling of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the three-judge panel in New Orleans ruled 2-1. Denying Texas's request to suspend a lower court ruling which found the Lone Star State's SB 4 unconstitutional. The law would allow Texas state and local officers to arrest people they suspect to be in the country illegally. The Biden administration has sued, claiming the state of Texas has no authority to enforce federal immigration law. Transportation Chief Pete Buttigieg discussing priorities now that recovery is beginning in the wake of the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Reopen the port, deal with the supply chain implications until the port does reopen, rebuild the bridge, and deal with the surface transportation implications until the bridge is rebuilt.
Six people are presumed dead after a cargo ship hit a pillar of the bridge early Tuesday morning. The NTSB says the cargo ship that hit the bridge was carrying toxic chemical materials. A longtime U.S. senator from Connecticut has died.
Longtime former Connecticut senator, Democrat Joe Lieberman, has died at the age of 82. His family says he passed away as the result of a fall. Lieberman, the first Jewish American nominated to a major party's presidential ticket as Al Gore's running mate back in the year 2000.
There are some people who might actually call Al's selection of me an act of chutzpah. To be honored to be a major party candidate for the vice presidency.
USA's Laura Winters. A West Point cadet dead in Florida. Now police investigations underway. Officers say 21-year-old Haven Morris of California was reported missing in Fort Lauderdale Saturday night. Divers found his body in a local waterway 2 days later. Initially, police said it appeared to be an accidental drowning, but an investigation continues. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the southern border remains suspended. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has affirmed a prior ruling that deemed SB 4 unconstitutional. Texas public safety officials have said the law would only allow officers to arrest those they see crossing the Rio Grande. Inflation and price hikes continue to weigh heavily on businesses, with one discount chain also announcing a new price increase. USA's Laura Winters.
You're going to have to dig deeper when you go to Dollar Tree. It's becoming $1.50 Tree, raising its prices again. The discount store revealing in an earnings call that its price point will now start at $1.50, up from $1.25, with some items selling for $5 to $7 in a special aisle.
Donald Trump is extending a warm reception to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s entrance into the presidential race through a post on Truth Social. Trump labeled Kennedy as the most, quote, radical left contender in the field. Additionally, Trump said he believes RFK Jr.'s candidacy will draw votes away from President Biden. In a gesture of reconciliation in Florida, the governor and Mickey Mouse are declaring a ceasefire. Disney and a committee led by Governor Ron DeSantis have reached a settlement with the goal of resolving all litigation between them. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Horace Cooper joins us now, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and author of the new book, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Hurt Black Americans. Horace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Excited to be talking about the things, the order of the day here. Lots going on. Donald Trump, sometimes people think, well, he should be down and out. He starts up a new business, and he's adding billions of dollars to his personal profile. I said early on, and not that I'm, claiming to be any advisor for anything that has to do financially, but when this news came out about Truth Social going public, I said, man, I think it's going to be worth something. And sure enough, I mean, it's really added to his, to his bottom line, hasn't it?
Well, the mainstream media, and we talk about this a lot, but the mainstream media has regularly disserved the American people because they refuse to just report the news. Instead, they have an agenda that they prefer. And one of the agendas that they started pushing way back in 2015, and that is that Donald Trump wasn't even a billionaire, that he was certainly a rich man, but he wasn't certainly someone who really was considered wealthy. And they tried to point out instances where Forbes magazine had been consulted by representatives of the former president to get them to give a more accurate portrayal of his wealth. Now we have Truth Social going public, which he has a 40% share in, and now Bloomberg magazine and Forbes now are reporting not only is Donald Trump a wealthy man, he is either in the top 500 wealthiest people on the planet or in the top 400. Mm-hmm. So that ends this whole narrative about the president having inflated his net worth.
Exactly. Well, and they're saying just in this initial offering, I don't know, they're talking $6-7 billion. Of course, we can't tap into that for, I think, 6 months. But regardless, I mean, You know, Donald Trump, he's traditionally demonstrated time and again the Midas touch, and you talk about you know, the way the left has attacked conservatives. I mean, look what happened over the weekend with you know, Ronna McDaniel. I mean, she didn't even last 2 days there at NBC, right?
That's right. So I just want to reiterate, nearly 8 billion people on the planet, and MSNBC now has to admit that Donald Trump is either one of the 500 wealthiest or 400. And that's because of his strategic decision-making, his ability to look at opportunities and exploit them and use the market as a good way for stewardship.
Yes.
We know all about the parable of the talents. Mm-hmm. And all that we've seen here is that Donald Trump has used his talents properly. Now, Ronna McDaniel was given an opportunity, or she was willing to take an opportunity to go to a public space where people who tune in are desperately in need of hearing the truth, hearing an alternative voice. And surprisingly, which says a lot about Cox Communications and NBC, the leadership, while open to this idea, the rank and file rejected it, refused, had tantrums on the airwaves, and they withdrew their offer. Now, she's going to be much richer as a result of this. She had a 2-year contract. She's going to get a minimum of that 2-year contract. And then there are going to be damages for some of the untrue and unfair things that were said and how the contract ended up being violated. This could be $1, $2, or $3 million that she receives. Meanwhile, MSNBC audience viewers still will lack access to the truth. And
exactly.
ultimately, that network is not going to be sustainable if you can't actually allow the truth to be heard on the airwaves.
Well, and you're exactly right, Horace, because the people who are injured, yes, Ronna McDaniel at the top of the list, but more importantly are the people. I mean, the CEO of NBC had it right in terms of saying, look, we need to broaden our coalition. We're looking at what's going on. You know, it's like the DEI agency and all these wokesters are realizing, Bud Light, that, you know, this narrative just is not working. And the mainstream media, you know, come hell or high water, they're going to stay ideologically fixed and run their brands right into the ground. And this is what's going on. I mean, this is why, you know, organizations like X, Elon Musk, and with Donald Trump's new media company, why it's going to do so much better. Because even conservative outlets like Fox, for example, that we've looked to be, you know, that moderate reporting agency has been compromised. I mean, they have... you know, they've backed off on, you know, reporting, in my humble opinion, in reporting the news in a way that was that people, this is why people flocked to, you know, Fox years ago. And they are disconnecting right now. And it seems to me what it comes down to, Horace, the linchpin of all this is whether or not you believe the 2020 election was legitimate. That is the litmus test.
That is a major expectation that so many members of the mainstream media put forward. But let's remember one of the reasons why your program is so popular. Yes, you're talented, but it's because you give your audience the information that they need. Every single news network has to do that if they're going to survive, indeed,
exactly.
If they're going to thrive.
Well, Horace, 60% of the American people question the outcome of the 2020 election. And you've got a handful of elites that say, no, you're wrong, we're right, and you must believe as we do. And again, what this puts in the crosshairs is our First Amendment right, and this is playing itself out in the marketplace. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about it. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We'll have more from Horace Cooper on the other side. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are still millions of people around the world who haven't heard the truth about Jesus, and the Tide Ministry is thrilled to announce our third annual Race to Share the Gospel to help bridge the gap. Participants in this virtual race are invited to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact in the lives of millions around the world. The race kicks off on April 27th and ends on May 12th. Anyone, anywhere can complete the race at their own pace within that period. Our goal is to raise awareness and support for a new series of TV programs and corresponding radio broadcasts to spread the gospel in the specific languages of 5 different ethnic groups in the Balkan region. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and its potential to enable people in various Balkan countries to hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
IBM recently released the 2024 X-Force Threat Intelligence Index, highlighting an emerging global identity crisis as cybercriminals double down on exploiting user identities to compromise enterprises worldwide. According to IBM X-Force, in 2023, cybercriminals saw more opportunities to log in versus hack into corporate networks through valid accounts, making this tactic a preferred weapon of choice for threat actors. Noting a 71% increase worldwide in cyber attacks caused by exploiting user logins, cybercriminals are using our expanding digital footprint as a pawn for extortion tactics against businesses. Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager, IBM X-Force.
Cybercriminals are just always looking to improve their margins, and really there's nothing that yields a higher ROI for them than simply logging in. With more fragments of user identities accessible on the dark web and cybercriminals innovating ways to steal valuable credentials, the growing identity crisis that's developing is simply one that businesses and consumers can't afford.
Sponsored by IBM.
First Amendment right continues to be in the crosshairs, and we've got the constitutional legal analyst Horace Cooper with us to help us understand what's going on. Horace, in the latest saga of one Donald Trump, The judge in Georgia is, looking again at the Georgia election subversion case based on the First Amendment grounds. Why isn't it that a president or anybody for that matter, I mean, you had Sidney Powell, some other attorneys, just exercising their free speech, but the lawfare has come after them in such a way that Sidney and others had to, kind of fold their tents to avoid heavy costs of litigation. It just seems that in the process of doing that, it strengthened the stranglehold that those on the left have had on our First Amendment right. What are we to make of all this?
Well, here's one of the things. It is pretty obvious to me and many of your listeners that there is a coordinated effort to attack this president using the legal system as their tool. When you compare the Georgia case to the January 6th case, it is interesting that you don't see an overlap in terms of the charges. One of the ironies for me and I think many of my colleagues is just how sad and pathetic the scholarship is associated with the Georgia RICO case. The arguments that are put forward, the techniques that are used, none of this has anything to do with Nathan Wade and that whole imbroglio. But a lot has to do with what looks like significantly incompetence on the part of the Fulton County District Attorney and this charge that the actual effort by the president to convey his election concerns, a right that he had that was provided to him under the First Amendment, that he could legally speak about this, is in fact being used as the basis, one of the key bases of the charges against him. This really is an open sore, if you will, in looking at this case. Now, I predict that Judge McAfee is not going to use this particular aspect about this as a basis for overturning. But it does set up the record later for an appeal.
Do you kind of sense that maybe the judge would like to get out of this bucket of gum, but that maybe it just requires too much political capital and backbone to do this? Because, what they're accusing Trump of, and you sit there and go, wait a minute, not that long ago, and even still to this day, Hillary Clinton is still complaining about what happened in 2016. You had Al Gore complaining about it. I mean, from time in memoriam, there's been a question of vote counting and election interference and that sort of thing. So what did Donald Trump do that was so different than anyone else before him?
Well, Donald Trump did not create a dossier. He did not pay people to circulate it. He did not use it as a pretext for a criminal investigation. That's what RICO looks like.
Yes.
And yet, as you point out, there was no charge. And here, I think the judge is saddled with a case that is difficult. It's all but intractable. But I'm watching, and he appears to be slowly disassembling various aspects of it until such time as what everyone can see, there's just no fair there. So I don't think this judge lacks a spine. I don't think this judge is more concerned about an upcoming election. I think this judge finds himself as a new member of the court in a place where it's not smiled upon if a judge simply dismisses out of hand a case that has been presented before him, but he must do so in a methodical way. Now, six counts have already been struck from this, and I anticipate as we go further, not today, but as we go further, there will be more peeling and more refining of these counts that end up occurring.
I got to imagine the Supreme Court does not want this on their docket. They want it resolved before, don't they?
Oh, I agree. I imagine. question, though, this doesn't even get to that point. House Judiciary Committee has an outstanding subpoena that is likely going to lead to some litigation. The State Senate of Georgia's investigation panel is also likely going to continue its efforts. They've already issued some subpoenas on some of the critical aspects of communications by Fulton County DA Ms. Willis. And as a result, there are likely going to be investigations on her part, and there is an outside chance that the state attorney general of Georgia opens a criminal investigation. My point is, this house of cards is about to collapse, and it won't be because of all of the conniving that they accuse the defendants of. It'll be because of the conniving on the part of the prosecution and those who are using lawfare as a way to try to stymie former President Trump.
So, Horace, do you think that, as you say, this house of cards, does this bring down the cases in New York as well? Because, I mean, clearly, the history, the gymnastics that the court went through in order to, come after Trump in New York, those two cases there, this is bizarre. And of course, the recent one where there was a decision by the judge to impose a $450 million fine upon Donald Trump, which since, subsequently got reduced. It's just going to kill New York financially. I mean, already they were in jeopardy, but now you've got local businesses that are packing their bags, and it seems like New York is going to replace California with the number one-way travel of U-Hauls out of the state. And then also you look at international investments. Internationally, people are going to go, why do I even want to, mess with this kind of governance and this kind of state that could take your business away?
So incoming tax revenues to New York City and the state of New York are already down. What we're seeing is a number of Americans, mostly New York residents, who are saying, I've had it. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm leaving. But critically, what we're seeing is potential investors. Grant Cardone announced that he had a $500 million investment plan that he was wanting to bring to the state of New York. And that plan, he looked around and saw, this just doesn't make sense. This would put my resources at risk.
Exactly.
There are other investors that are doing the same thing. Now, let's go back to the property evaluations case that so-called Judge Ingeron oversaw. The appeals court has, in fact, announced, one, that his sons, Donald Trump's sons, are not subject to the order of Ingeron and can continue carrying on business. They struck the requirement for the payment down by over 60%, and they signaled that they would issue their ruling in November on the merits of the case, likely meaning this entire case could disappear.
Wow. For all
so
that
what
this
we're seeing in all of these cases is that lawfare doesn't work in a society governed by the rule of law.
You see, and the thing is the American people, Horace, have to hold this in perspective. Just like, Hillary Clinton, who brought in, as you said, the fake dossier that cost us millions of dollars and really divided this country. Again, it is a charge being led by the Democratic Party and the radical left to do this, to deposit this disease, this foul-smelling lawfare into the body politic. They must pay the price, or this will continue. This is beyond unfortunate. Horace Cooper, thank you, sir.
Vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. Four people are dead, five others injured after a stabbing spree in Illinois. Police say there were violent attacks at multiple scenes around the city of Rockford Tuesday, about 60 miles northwest of Chicago. One suspect, who has not been identified, is now in custody. The world will get to see how King Charles is doing this weekend over the Easter holiday as he fights cancer. USA's Laura Winters.
And as we gear up for Easter Sunday this weekend, word from Buckingham Palace that King Charles will be making his first major public appearance since his cancer diagnosis back in February. Still no word on what kind of cancer King Charles is battling.
A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the southern border will remain suspended, 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judges in New Orleans deeming SB 4 unconstitutional. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day on this Holy Thursday of Holy Week as we head into Easter Sunday, where the tomb is empty and the world has never been the same since, nor should it be, without a doubt. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. And we're going to discuss the significance of the empty tomb. I mean, think about it. If the tomb was not empty, how could Christianity stand? In fact, there was a book called, The Evidence That Demands a Verdict from Josh McDowell many, many years ago. He was a college student and, saw the Jesus movement happening, and his own skepticism was such that he just didn't believe in this, thought, well, this is just a fad, what is it? And so he was challenged to do his own investigation into the resurrection, the resurrection factor. He figured if he could prove that the resurrection did not occur, then, well, high fives to everybody. This is all a joke. It's a fable. And Christianity is meaningless. And these people are just wasting their emotions and time and their eternity over this this theory. Well, in the process of studying this, as Josh McDowell reports, he became a believer because the evidence was so convincing of all that he had studied and researched. It was just so convincing that he had to come to one conclusion, and that is that Jesus was who he said he was, the Son of God, that Jesus did die, and that 3 days later he did rise from the dead, thus Easter Sunday. And when you consider the events that took place, the historical events, you know, there's no argument anymore. Even in this modern era, in this age of, you know, misinformation that we live in, this age of deception that we're bathed in right now. I mean, what are they saying? They're saying, you know, is the left, you know, they attack everything else about God, but are they attacking Easter? Are they saying, you know, they can come up with their own flags, you know, for Easter and their bunny and the Easter eggs and all that. But what they don't deny is the sovereignty, is the history of Jesus Christ and the sin solution. It's incredible, you know, when you think about this, right? That you know, where's the refutation? You know, they don't have the nerve, and it's amazing because you know, you consider you know, and some of us people of faith have discussed this and said, gosh, you know, Muslims, if you were to insult Muhammad, you know, all hell breaks loose, and our culture insults Jesus routinely, and it's just oh-hum. But you think about what Jesus did for us on Easter Sunday and the difference for the history of man that it's made, because what needs to be considered here on Easter Sunday is a reconciling of where we are in this temporal world. This is just a mist of time that we have here. You know, the Bible says 70, if we're lucky, maybe 80 years. You know, we're here, we're gone. But what we're talking about is eternity. And Easter Sunday points to eternity and that crossroads that we're all at. And that is, where do you want to be? Where do you want to be in eternity? It is a binary choice. I mean, clearly, there's nothing in the middle here, okay? It's black and white, because that's the way God is, a holy God. And that's what you learn if you spend any time at all in Scripture. In the Old Testament, you read, you know, clearly, the righteousness and the holiness of God and what He commands, what He deserves. And the fact of the matter is that in and of ourselves, we have nothing to offer. We really don't. Even at the best moments of our very selves, we don't have anything to offer a holy God. You know, the Apostle Paul says it's like, you know, dirty rags, what we have to offer. It's so inferior. This is why Jesus had to come. This was the sin solution. Going back at that moment in time when our original parents messed up. They listened to the evil one, which that voice is still heard today, by the way. It hasn't gone away. You know, that questions morality, questions God's commandments. You know, did God really say? You know, that still echoes through. Because we question that, and then guess what happens? You know, we're disconnected and disanchored from the truth of God, and we start seeing things according to our own eyes and our own ways, our own convenience. And sin creeps in, and we're a hot mess. And sometimes we're able to catch ourselves before we get too far down the road. It's when you get too far down the road where you think, oh my God, this is impossible. Maybe you have that moment. Maybe you're blessed, and it is a blessing to have that moment when you realize, I'm really a mess. The choices that I've made. But, see, God has a solution for that mess. And the devil would want you to believe there's no solution. Really? That's the devil wants you to believe, because misery loves company. And he wants you to be miserable with him. But God says, no, I want you to have joy, an abundance of joy. And that comes with me. That comes with relationship with me. And the only way that we can reconnect, and there is that part of us that is so entwined and so part of our God-given wiring that screams out for this. It really does. Sometimes, you know, we have to really push it down to ignore it. But often, you know, I say at 3 o'clock in the morning, when you find yourself staring at the ceiling tiles, it is that part of you that is crying out for holiness and a relationship with the Father that says, hey, look it, I love you. And if you have any doubts in how much I love you, think for just a moment. I sent my son to bring you back home to me. And it wasn't just a journey of, hey, we're going to bring you in some sort of cosmic, you know, spiritual spaceship and bring you back home and like one of those movies that you see on the big screen where all's well that ends well. Oh, no. There was a price to be paid. And that price was a suffering that is unimaginable. You know, we've been talking about it this week where, you know, in the movies we see, especially in The Passion of the Christ, and Jim Caviezel, when I was talking with him, and he relayed to me that during the scourging scene that, you know, he had body armor on. You know, Mel Gibson and the team, they did such a great job, and you can't even imagine. But he had body armor on, and that's what took the blows of the scourging. And you think, oh, you know, and of course we watch it, and it seems so real, 20 minutes of all that beating and scourging and the blood and everything. It is horrific. And whenever you watch that in a public venue, oftentimes people cannot handle it, and they walk out. It's just too much for them. But Mel said, the Jim said to me, he said, Bill, he says, at one point, one of the whips got underneath it. It missed the body armor and it hit me. And just that one slight shot just turned me inside out. It was so excruciating. And for a moment I thought, wow, here's our Lord taking the blows without body armor, being totally just filleted, you know, by the scourging that took place. We've got to go to break. Stay with us. We've got more coming up just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Reports show Florida leads the nation in the sale of illegal disposable vapes from China. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
Because of inaction from the Biden administration, Florida became the number one state for illegal disposable vapes from China. In response, Florida's state legislature proposed a directory to help law enforcement get these illegal disposable vapes off of store shelves. Contact your legislator today and ask for a vapor products directory in your state.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah. Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole-gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated,
killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, professor of radiology, urology, and surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org. Sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez, along with Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Jerry is the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of D. James Kennedy Ministries. Jerry, happy Easter to you. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Well, to you, and I'm so sorry about the confusion, but here I am.
Well, no, here we are talking, and what I was sharing with the audience as we were, you know, getting connected here, Jerry, is that Easter Sunday is the most incredible event in human history that is the light to eternity. It is God's answer to the sin problem. That and to demonstrate just how much he loves us. I mean, because for those of us who are parents, we could never imagine what it would be like to sacrifice your own child for the sake of people who are unworthy. And this is how much God loved us and loves us to this day, that he sent his son. And Easter Sunday is a clear reminder of that. I want you to address, you know, for our audience, in your understanding, the significance of Easter Sunday.
Well, obviously the cross is part one, where Jesus took our sins upon himself. Then, of course, he was buried. And then by rising from the dead, he sealed the deal. I mean, he showed that he is indeed God. Death could not keep him. Death could not bind him and so forth. So it's really a significant day in all of history. In fact, quite frankly, Jesus would probably not be known to us today if it weren't for this resurrection. Because basically, you know, the Romans, they knew what they were doing when they would crucify people. And they crucified Jesus, which, by the way, was almost like an advertisement, a human billboard saying, you mess with Rome, this is what's going to happen to you. And so the thing about the resurrection is that this changed all of history. And I like some of the points that Dr. Paul Meyer, a great historian, likes to make. Mm-hmm. He says, first of all, the tomb was empty. We know that by Sunday morning, the tomb was empty. Even hostile sources that were not friendly to the Christian faith, acknowledged that the tomb was empty after, you know, on Easter Sunday and beyond. That's very significant because, as Dr. Meyer says, you can't, as an historian, you can't necessarily prove something miraculous or supernatural, but you can prove an event like the empty tomb. That doesn't mm-hmm. prove that Jesus rose from the dead, but no empty tomb, no claim for the resurrection. Now, another right. point Dr. Meyer makes is that where did this all happen? It happened in Jerusalem, including, you know, where Jesus appeared to his disciples several times, then, of course, met with them in Galilee as well, which is north of Jerusalem. And so anyway, the significance, though, about this Jerusalem factor is that, you know, if at any point the Pharisees and the temple authorities that really did not like the Christian movement at all,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they would have pulled out all stops to basically show that this whole movement was bogus because, you know, here's the body of Jesus. And they couldn't do that because Jesus, of course, rose from the dead.
Exactly.
And then, you know, they couldn't mm-hmm. keep him down. And so mm-hmm. this is really interesting, though, because this was not done in the corner of the Roman Empire. This was where all the world, in effect, could learn about this miraculous claim that Jesus rose from the dead. And as I say, he appeared to the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And they were
over 500 disciples and the apostles at the same time. And of course, it starts with
yeah.
Mary Magdalene. He meets with her first, right? And then she runs
right.
to Peter and John and saying he's not in the grave. He is risen. And, you know, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so it really is an amazing thing. But here's the one of the key points, Bill, is that the disciples were the first skeptics of the resurrection. They didn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead because dead men don't rise. And generally that's true, Jed. Dead men don't rise. But God made an exception in the case of Jesus, vindicating and showing that this is all true.
Well, and he is the first, just like Adam was the first. He's the new first of this new covenant, this new relationship with God that says that we will all rise. So, you know, this is incredible. And though, you know, we may not understand it and it may remain a mystery, you know, the disciples and the apostles, they had their own human understanding of what they thought Jesus should do and what it all meant. But, you know, more and more as they began to see the clear evidence of Jesus's resurrection. I mean, Jerry, you know that something phenomenal had to incur within their minds and understanding that here you've got 11 of the 12 apostles. And this is even, you know, post Judas were all martyred. They all suffered a death. I mean, who would suffer any
right.
type of death that the 12 apostles endured, you know, for a scam? Who would do
That's
that?
Exactly right. Yeah, and by the way, in the case of John, he did outlive them, and he wasn't martyred, but tradition tells us that they tried to
yes,
kill him
exactly.
by boiling him in oil, and apparently that did affect his skin
mm-hmm.
to the point where when he was on Patmos, which, you know, by today's standards with air conditioning, that beautiful island in the Greek, you know, Greek Isles, would have been a paradise. But for him, it was terrible. It was like being in exile, possibly
yeah.
because of the skin condition he had,
mm-hmm.
you know, after that. But bottom line is, you know, the disciples were salt of the earth types, and they themselves had to be convinced by Jesus that he had risen from the dead. And then once they were convinced, they were unstoppable and they went everywhere.
Right.
And of course, we know that Thomas wasn't there initially, and he doubted that these things were true. And he said, unless I, you know, touch my, put my fingers where the nails went through, I'm not going to believe this stuff. And then so Jesus appears to them later, you know, within a week, and Thomas is there, and he addresses Thomas directly. He says, okay, come here, touch me, you know, yeah, stop doubting and believe. And Thomas, he got down on his knees, and he said, my Lord and my God. He worshiped Jesus. And then here's the interesting thing. According to Fox's Book of Martyrs and other traditional sources, Thomas went on to become a missionary going east, and he went through what is today Iran, but was then called Persia. But he went on to India. And in fact, he went down to South India. The southwest part of India is called Kerala. It's the largest, has the largest concentration of professing Christians in the country of India, to my knowledge. And that's a huge country, by the way. And it's been Christian for 2,000 years because of Thomas.
Exactly.
So he made up for lost time.
And also, I love Jesus' blessing. Because what did he tell Thomas? You know, blessed are those who will not have that opportunity that you had to put your fingers into my wounds and to touch and to, you know, through your senses, be able to believe in me. But blessed are those who will not see, will not touch, but will believe in me. And this is the manifest blessing that continues through the millennia since that moment in time. Right, Jerry? I mean, this blows me away.
It does blow me away. I agree with you, because the disciples were so filled with fear. And then after Jesus rose from the dead and showed himself over and over and over with many convincing proofs, says the book of Acts in chapter 1, then they were unstoppable. And they were even flogged in some cases by the temple authorities. And they're like, well, you can persecute us all you want to. We're still not going to stop and tell people about the forgiveness available through the blood of Jesus who rose from the dead. And, oh, by the way, I believe in the resurrection because of a historical witness and account. But I think that we as Christians should also look at what I believe is scientific evidence for the resurrection. And I'm referring to the Shroud of Turin. That's a topic for another day. But there's a website, whocanhebe.com, whocanhebe.com. And there's a challenge, $1 million challenge for anybody who thinks that the Shroud is a fake. Go ahead and replicate it using, you know, the kind of technology that a medieval alleged forger would have had at his hands to be able to make something like this. And you can't. I mean, even with modern science, they can't replicate this thing.
Well, in modern science, they date stamp the fabric. Right? I mean, there's so many things in the utilization of modern science that validates the Shroud of Turin, Jerry.
Well, they actually, the carbon dating that was done in 1988 kind of said to the world, oh, this thing's a fake. Just whatever it is, it's not real. But there are very strong arguments in reference to the questioning the validity of that carbon 14. Bottom line is, Jesus is risen whether the Shroud is true or not true. But the fact is, what created that image? A burst of radiation at the moment of resurrection. That's our belief. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. And I mean, based on the scientific evidence. So it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And
he is risen,
you know,
indeed.
Yes. and he's opened the door to eternity. Eternity with the Father, the way the Father always wanted it to be from the very start. Right, Dr. Newcomb?
Absolutely. I like to put it this way. Jesus went to hell for us, so we don't have to go to hell.
Amen. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, he's the executive director of the Providence Forum and offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministry.
If you're concerned
about
the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jim.